This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley appeals to Barbadians for further cooperation. Candidates in the upcoming by-election increase the promotion of their message to constituents. A political scientist says a by-election will give the country a look into policies of both major political parties. The opposition wins Trinidad and Tobago's election, returning Prasad Biswasar as Prime Minister. Mark Carney celebrates a historic win in Canada, with Conservative rival Poilievre projected to lose seat. Those stories coming up in the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Motley has called on Barbadians to form a partnership with her government to ensure progress and stability across the island. Delivering an address at the Barbados Labour Party's annual Heroes Day picnic on the East Coast yesterday, Ms. Motley said such a partnership between citizens and the government was important.
Simply voices of opposition and agitation cannot help put food in your pocket, cannot give you a job, cannot help us make this country safer, cannot help us prepare for hurricanes and all of the things that will destroy us. And the one thing that we need, and I want us to remember this on Heroes Day, is that we need an alliance, a partnership, a compact between you and the governed, between the government and you, between us. Because without that partnership, we cannot go any further. We are at a stage where we need everybody to play their part. That is why I tell you all the time, youngsters, many hands do what? Make light work.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Also speaking to the thousands gathered was Senator Chad Blackman, candidate in the upcoming St. James North by-election, who pointed to economic success by the ruling party, but said his focus would be on winning the by-election.
We started a journey, as you remember, in 2018, where we said to you, and this lady said, give her the vote and watch me. We made sure that we brought the country from the brink of disaster. And we had upgrades, upgrades, upgrades. You had the ability to send your children back to the University of the West Indies. There are things that we can talk about all day. But my message is clear this afternoon. Over a year of gore, I started a new relationship. I started a courtship with the people of St. James North. And last week, I engaged the people of St. James North. I had an engagement. I put the engagement ring on their finger. But it is time to seal the marriage on May 21st.
BLP St. James North candidate, Senator Chad Blackman. Members of the Democratic Labour Party were out in their numbers in the constituency of St. James North yesterday as activity intensified ahead of the May 21st by-election. Starcom Network spoke to DLP candidate Felicia Dujon on the campaign trail, who said residents in the area were receiving her and her message positively.
I'm on Reservoir Road today and I'm with the residents, but the residents for me are like family. I've known most of them for many years, coming through the areas, buying lunch, going with my colleagues from the university. So many of them are here. They know me. As I have seen in many of in the constituency itself, as if it's not for family, it's for work. So I just come by to visit and to let them and to encourage them to come out and vote. We need as many persons to come out and please they vote, because I know a lot of them have been disenfranchised and discouraged by the current representation that they have. So I'm just giving them the kind of momentum that is needed, the encouragement that is needed. And they're very excited and overwhelmed. Some of them did not know that it was me until they saw me coming in. So I'm very happy about that.
DLP St. James North candidate Felicia Dujon. Also on the trail was leader of the opposition Ralph Thorne, who accused the ruling party of focusing on partying. He said he would be focused on what he called a more serious approach for the country.
The other side is doing a party, so we're not in a party mode. We're more serious business. And we want to remind the people of this country, like Ms. Betty Griffith here, that the business of this party is always serious business. We are not bringing facts to the young people to make them feel that that is their ultimate achievement in life. We want to tell them that this is a serious country, that the people who were their parents and grandparents committed themselves seriously to life and gave them a chance. And we want to tell them that they must become part of the ethos of hard work. It's only hard work that will eliminate this country from crisis.
opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Political scientist Devron Bruce says the St. James North by-election will give Barbadians an early look at the strength of the two main political parties ahead of the next general election. His comments came following the recent announcement by Prime Minister Mia Motley that voters will go to the polls on May 21st to elect a new Member of Parliament for St. James North. Mr. Bruce believes the race will not only test the support for the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party, but also show where each party stands in terms of its policies and direction for the country.
I think the political landscape in Barbados will be shaped over the next few weeks, and we will see the strength of both the DLP and the BLP during this campaign. I think it's really a setup for the general election to really test where the political parties are policy-wise as it relates to the candidates, as it relates to the general direction that they want to take the country. So I really think this will be a warm-up, so to speak, for both political parties.
Political scientist Devron Bruce. Voters in Trinidad and Tobago have ousted the ruling People's National Movement Party, electing the United National Congress's Kamala Persaud-Bisesar as Prime Minister. The victory is a remarkable comeback for Ms. Persaud-Bisesar, who served as Prime Minister from 2010 to 2015 and remains the only woman ever to have led the country. She pledged to deliver on election promises in her victory speech to crowds of cheering supporters last night. Her speech came minutes after the PNM conceded defeat. Former Prime Minister and PNM party leader Dr. Keith Rowley said, quote, "Tonight is not a good night for the PNM. But it might be a good night for Trinidad," end quote. Meanwhile, Mark Carney's Liberal Party wins the Canadian election in a remarkable turnaround for the centre-left party. In his victory speech, Carney told supporters, President Trump, quote, "President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never happen," end quote. It remains too close to call whether he will secure a majority in Parliament. If not, he'll have to rely on other parties to govern. Defeated Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is projected to lose his seat. And as the Barbados Workers Union, BW, prepares for its May Day celebration at Poole Woods in St. John on Thursday, it has outlined some of the pressures facing the organization. Speaking during a service at the Christ Church Parish Church to launch its May Day celebrations, General Secretary Tony Moore revealed that there was a great deal of expectation placed on the union to achieve its results for its members, but the outcome made the pressure worth it for herself and officials within the BWU.
It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. Because in the Barbados Workers Union, we feel that often. An organization that commits itself to the well-being, improving the well-being of people, not only as it relates to bread and butter issues, but as it relates to the whole person and his or her family. Yet we feel so often that no matter what you do, it's simply never enough. But then there are those who come through, our members, or those whose lives we've touched, who come through with testimonies and remind us that our mission is far from over.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. And we've got some news about a major water outage. Our manager of news, Stetson Babb, gives us more. Good morning, Stetson.
Good morning, Carol. Indeed, the Barbados Water Authority, BWA, is working to resolve a service disruption in rural Barbados affecting especially residents of St. Andrew and St. Joseph. This update from the BWA Senior Superintendent, Gregory Thompson.
Good morning. Sometime yesterday, April 20th, 2025, the Barbados Water Authority received reports of a leak on a main at Catawash in St. Joseph. Investigations revealed that this leak is on a large diameter main that feeds a large section of Lower St. Andrew. Efforts yesterday into last night did not reveal the exact location of the leak. We will continue on this morning to to source the location of the leak and look to repair this extensive leaking infrastructure. The water tank unit has been pressed into service to supply affected businesses and residents who will be affected by we having this section of main offline. Two of our critical repumping stations have also been taken offline due to the low flows within the pipeline, within the piping system.
Well, that's the BWA's Senior Superintendent, Gregory Thompson. Stetson Babb, Starcom Network News.
Thank you so much, Stetson. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley makes an appeal to Barbadians for further cooperation. Candidates in the upcoming by-election increase promotion of their message to constituents. A political scientist says by-election will give the country a look into policies for both major political parties. Opposition wins Trinidad and Tobago's election, returning Prasad Besesar as Prime Minister. And Mark Carney celebrates a historic win in Canada. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. Carol Toppin, good morning.